quaint restraint. It's a serious business, this holding off cliché with energy, every feint of analysis, like unleashing the possible in a silent box, shattered to the muttered utter. The dexterous musing asunder saunters all set to heartbreak with the dawn break. Every monstrous moment is abstruse with clarity. The boy may proclaim it tastes like chicken and not mean it implicitly, allusively, but it is both, contractually, zeitgeist. Hierarchies of recognition entrench to paralysis a simple love, or the easier, indifference. The phatic burp betrays a social dance ease of convo over football's lingo. Recognizing ease is so, so hard, as if happiness or its effusive actions are ever unearned. Passive, the votives of repose impose on these prim roses. Easy, the solitary poise, resisting uninflected toe run, a simple maneuver of defiantly wearing sunglasses at dusk, confidently trumpeting a nose blow. Present in absentia, a circle to the social squared, harpy enough to circle for fill with every breath transaction, coiled in the name exchange, non-surplus. Trusting implicitly, terror trembles the psycho legacy, the mould of confirming phrases, to onlook is to outlook, hooked to inanity like harm. Tuck in, tuck in, tuck in, dig in, dig in, dig in. The maws and satiated grins array the unself-conscious, it's so, so hard to affect.